This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 2:36 here on the Sweet Spot. It is Friday, our last full segment of the week, and it's our staple, the NIT break, the best of the rest. And our very own Matt Birmingham claimed the big e-brake this morning. Congrats, sir. Number 5 of his career. But Monty says we have some bangers the rest of the way, so let's throw it to old Monto and see what we got.
Thank you very much, Sean. Depending on how things go today, Ham may have more NIT breaks in a year and a half than e-breaks in 30 years that's been around. Mm. But we start with candidate number one here, our very own David Mino.
That would be me.
That is you. On Why Today Doesn't Suck, you wanted to offer a little nugget about Chewbacca Mom and offer something that perhaps we didn't know, but you were a little off.
Is he in the new Star Wars movie?
I don't think he's gotten any gigs.
Wow.
He's playing the new Finn.
He's playing Chewbacca Mom?
God, what happened to her?
The same thing that happened to Hawk Tua.
Do you know she was like 27 in that video?
Wait.
Come on.
Chewbacca mom was?
Yeah. Well, she was maybe in her early 30s.
Was she a mom?
That's a little different.
Boy, you just slid off 27
That's
pretty fast.
That's not that different.
Early 30s is different than 27.
There's a big difference from late 20s to mid 30s. A big difference.
Well, he just jumped to early 30s.
Early 30s.
Well, let's give him a few more seconds. Maybe he'll get to 40.
Okay, she was 62.
She was just born.
What about Chewbacca mom on Ozempic?
Interested.
I feel like that's got to be a Zergnet thing that's going to pop up one day when I'm reading a Bleacher Report article.
Okay, I was only 10 years off. She was 37. Only a decade off.
Yeah. Were you writing
but still.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I called my own foul there. I was off by a bit.
Just 10 years.
I still probably would have guessed, like, late 40s from the video.
Yeah,
I hope she's
about right.
I'm sure she's doing great.
That led to an argument we had yesterday where Sean and I agreed that the biggest difference in 10 years is probably between 27 and 37 in your life.
For a woman, I would say it is, yes, because life happens, children
27
happen.
To 30, I would say 37 to 47 would probably be bigger, or 47
know,
to 57.
I think the transformation
with the,
at times.
It's so formative.
With
like
the
what you do in your life, your career,
yeah,
your personal life. Like a lot of stuff happens there that wears on you.
That's true. But still, I probably would have guessed late 40s.
Either way, it's not
I still would have. I still would have guessed she's older than 37.
What you called an old.
But
hag.
God bless her. Chewbacca mom.
All right, well, there's Mino. He is candidate number one here. Candidate number two, from that very same Why Today Doesn't Suck, I think you heard me reference this at the end of the last clip, it's Lando. Now, I was talking about Malaysian flight MH370, and Lando wanted to mansplain to everyone that he actually had a note about MH370. On this date in 2015, Malaysia officially declared the disappearance of missing flight MH370 an accident.
But they never found the plane.
Don't
so how do they
went.
Know it was an accident?
Where's that plane?
How do you lose a plane? Ocean, bro.
Yeah,
dude,
I swear, I was looking right at it.
A plane in the ocean?
No. For one
Is
second.
Is that the one where they thought the guy took it down on purpose to commit suicide?
It's like finding an ant at Woodstock.
That was MH370, I think.
Yeah.
Just look for the
That's
uncle.
What we're talking about.
Oh, damn it.
What did you think we were talking about?
I was writing a ticker. My fault.
Lando.
I thought you were talking about Amelia Earhart. Maybe it ended up
in 2015, bro.
What?
Are you on DMT right now?
Thought you were still talking about Billy Bob.
Yeah, we were, I don't know, 100 years later. Sorry.
Sometimes the newsroom is distracting. Yeah. Sometimes there's stuff going on in there and you miss things.
There's
you don't have to defend me. That was bad.
No, I know.
Cowboys were interviewing assistants and stuff.
Tracking where Carson Beck's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
Good reference.
Boy, you are so
sick
ready
reference.
To jump online, poor guy.
I was trying to help out.
Look, moron. All right, there's Lando. He is candidate number two. Candidate number three on the NIT break is one Bob Sturm. Now, this was yesterday, and this was insensitive timing, I think, to make a joke like this the day after a tragedy.
What's on Netflix now? Is that WWE?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are kick-ass. Yeah, book those guys, DJ, the WWE guys.
Now you want Poirier. We also need to talk about media night.
What do we got to talk about?
Well, we just need to talk
are we
about
doing
what,
it?
What we're going to do.
Yeah. What's that phone?
What's up?
What do you hand? What
did you send me audio, you said?
On Slack.
It's not there.
It's not?
No.
Just such a stop down the entire show.
That's why I was showing him that I texted him, and instead y'all brought it to air.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were landing an airplane.
No, to me it looked... Oh, jeez.
Too soon.
Timing, Bob.
There are still airplanes. Okay. I'm sorry.
It should be there now. I didn't hit enter or send or whatever. All right, let's do the helpline.
214.
We're not supposed to mention airplanes anymore?
No.
Not today.
Definitely not helicopters.
The Hardline Helpline.
Bro.
Yeah, timing. A little
real shock jock there. DJ and Corby are trying to figure out where their miscommunication happened, and Bob's like, hey, I got a topical joke.
Yeah, that night when I was wondering who's going to make the first plane joke on the ticket, Bob wasn't my first choice.
No, he would have got good odds.
Yeah. That tracks for 2025, yeah. Doesn't it?
Not on the bingo card. The not on the bingo card year.
All right, there's Bob. Up next here, we have a mainstay in these games, one Craig Rosengarten. Usually a big shock that he doesn't make the big tournament.
Didn't make the big show today.
But we will happily take him down here on the NIT break. He had trouble with a golfer's name.
Tiger Woods.
And he doesn't get a lot of support from Deathbed Eli.
Wesley Bryant, one of those influencers that I kind of follow because I think he's got some game and he's fun to watch. He's a 4-under with Sungjae Im. Ludwig I always mess his name up.
Boy.
Aberg.
Oberg.
Aubert. Yeah. He needs to fix that.
That's his name. He's going to fix it.
Okay, you don't have to
he
edit
He shot
it.
A 63 first day.
Boy.
He needs to fix that.
I do have trouble with that name, too. It's Ludwig Oberg, right?
Yeah.
How like often the are you saying it?
And he went to
he was
Tech, right?
Yeah, he was a local guy. Yeah. He was one of the majors. He was a big player in.
I mean, you're a sports host. You should know that, right?
Yeah, he finished. He finished
what about
second.
If you host
he
a
finished,
golf show.
He finished runner up at the Masters this past year. Yeah, if you host the golf show.
Can I hear that Eli utterance again?
Boy,
man, the demon.
In contact.
I always mess his name up,
boy.
He's just laying down.
He's turning into a frog person.
Saturday morning. Awesome.
All right.
It's the hardest time to broadcast. It's Saturday morning.
Two more here on the NIT break.
And Sundays.
Yeah, Sundays too. Runner up.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Ham. Let's go to Sunday morning. We got two more from Work in Progress. We'll start with Ham. During that same news that he won the e-break on this morning, he was doing a news story about some copyright thing, and he wanted DJ and I to look at a photo. Now, Ham sits across the table from us, and so he said, here, I'm going to lift my laptop, turn it for 2 seconds, and show you the tiniest photo in the world, and got mad when we couldn't see what the hell he just showed us.
Another gas station establishment that's trying to get up and running for copyright infringement. Bucky's is claiming the gas station Super Fuels has a dog logo that looks too similar to the iconic Bucky's beaver. The Super Fuel logo is a dog in a cape.
Okay, Super Fuel looks like something the Liver King would try to sell me.
I don't know who that is.
You know who the Liver King is, and he's absolutely right that this is some sort of very...
That is the Super Fuel logo. It's a dog wearing a cape.
Well, you didn't blow up the picture really at all, so we couldn't.
I don't
see.
Have superhuman eyesight.
Look it up on your own damn computer. God!
He just turned his computer around.
Well, I saw none of you guys were looking at this.
It's like a thumbnail, like a 3-inch by 3-inch picture. You're 20 feet away from me right now.
There are 51 Buc-ee's in Missouri.
You think Ham handled that like a pro there at the end?
You ever think, like, I don't know,
3-inch by 3-inch?
John McKay would do that.
Or Clarence.
Did he say Missouri?
Yeah, we don't.
Missouri.
If we stop down every
you can't
one of
stop
those
down for
news,
all of them.
We'd still be going.
And this is also a point for Sean, because Sean, big laptop. If you're using yours to show a picture, we can see it a lot better
than like
something
up an
on
IMAX
our...
Exactly.
Whereas Ham showed us the smallest picture ever. It was like there's like a baseball reference photo. Like, how are we supposed to see that?
Yeah, with Sean's computer, it's like watching it at Cosm.
Yeah.
Just all around you.
Yeah, like, man, I can see it.
Is spear right now?
Yeah.
3-inch by 3-inch picture.
All right, our last one
Way to go, Ham.
Is from also work in progress on Sunday morning. It's from our shadow producer, EA.
Oh,
he's been nominated a few times before. He likes to stick around.
He's like your offensive coordinator in name only. Like, he's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Doesn't do much.
He's just going to insist that he gets a job by staying all day. And Ham mentioned perhaps we could go bowling one day. Hmm. And EA decided to hop on the show without being asked to or anything.
Hmm. Yeah.
And we jumped on it.
Oh, damn.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, I like the visual of EA getting like a size 10 on one foot for his bowling shoe, and then getting like a clown shoe. Yeah. And somehow it gets caught in the ball return.
First off, I'm a size 13. Thank you very much.
On the gout foot?
On both feet.
But when it's inflamed, you have to wear a bigger shoe, right?
Yeah.
Sure. So maybe 14. Like
a potato sack or something. I think that would be fun, though.
Monty, I'm sorry I have to ask, but do you bowl in your... Like...
In my what?
Do you, like, bowl?
In my what?
In your state?
In Texas?
In Texas?
Yeah, bowling is allowed.
It's legal here, yeah.
What
do
you mean
by that?
What are you asking me, eh?
I mean, like...
You think there's laws against handicapped people
like in
bowling?
My mental state? I'm feeling pretty good today.
Yeah. He's doing fine.
What are you saying here? We're on live radio.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm sorry. Do you bowl? Do you bowl?
Sure. Why wouldn't I? Why are you asking me? Why not anyone else?
Well, they said something. You didn't. So I just want to wonder if you bowled.
I said the five of us can bowl. We said we could bowl. Why would you single him out?
He's got arms. I mean, you swing the ball and...
Right. We didn't ask. This isn't a kickball tournament. I guess I don't understand why I was singled out for this.
Not racing Usain Bolt, you know. Can probably bowl.
Yeah, we're not playing hokey pokey where I would lose on the first turn.
You put your
damn it!
Who didn't do
kid.
It? Oh, it was Monty.
Oh, a lot of trail off EA there.
Yeah, a lot of meek EA.
He doesn't even 13. Hop on with confidence. It'd be one thing if he was like, "Hey, professional broadcaster here, I got a question."
Well, he's probably not wearing headphones either, right? Because he doesn't wear headphones.
I don't know. He sits so low, I can't tell. I just see the top of his little sheep hair.
Well, let me just say, EA, you are welcome on Work in Progress anytime you want.
Carte blanche.
Love the show.
Anytime. Love to hear you on Work in Progress.
All right, let's vote. Is it Mino, Lando, Bob, Craig Rosengarten, Ham, or EA? Let's start today with Ham.
Give me the tickets, Amelia Earhart, Lando.
All right. Sean.
I'll go Shock Bob.
Shock Box.
Yeah, Shock Box. Bob.
Lando?
I dated her in college.
Monty, do you bowl?
Okay, we got one for EA. Mino?
I'm going to have to vote for one of the plane-related ones.
Okay.
I'm going to go Bob.
All right.
Shockbox Bob.
I think I would also vote for EA. So we have 2 for Bob, 2 for EA. Ham, you need to change your vote. Is it Bob or is it EA?
Can I give my vote to DJ?
We don't have time. Just vote.
Give me Lando. Was he a candidate?
You already voted for him.
All right, give me
Jesus.
EA then.
You already voted for him.
Forget?
I like my first vote.
This is a democracy.
Goodness.
All right, EA is your NIT break winner. He now has three all time.